But we get into the story now to the boys and girls today. And I was telling those who came for prayer that we're going to be looking at a man in the Bible whose name begins with Z, or as the Americans would say, Z. But we mostly say Z in Canada. Do you know the children's cartoon called Curious George? He is that little monkey that is always getting into trouble because he is checking things out. Now, he does it in a rather a humorous way. And it's good to check things out. It's good to be so interested in things that you want to know not only what they look like, but what they look like upside down, what they look like inside out, what they look like when they're pulled apart, so that you might learn how they work. And I wish that everybody was as curious of the Bible and of the Lord Jesus as they are about many other things in this world. This man, Zacchaeus, was so curious about the Lord who was passing through the town of Jericho that he decided that he would run ahead, climb up into a tree, and find a spot that he might have a full-on view of the Lord as he walked by. You see, Zacchaeus was a very short, little man. And very often when he stood in a crowd, the people in front of him blocked his view and he couldn't see. And so, to help himself, he made his way to climb into that tree. Now, I hope that you are just as curious about the Lord Jesus as Zacchaeus, because the Lord is the most special man that was ever born into this world and who ever walked on earth. He was not a king of an earthly country. He was not a general who led an army into battle, but he was the Son of God who came down to heaven and lived in a human body, just like yours and just like mine. Now, he was God in a human body, but he was no less God because he was supernatural, and thereby he could do miracles. And the Bible tells us about our Lord walking on water. You try that. The Lord turning a little boy's lunch into a feast for 5,000 men besides others, or the Lord healing the sick or raising the dead. The Lord truly was the most unique, special man that ever walked in the world. The most amazing thing about the Lord Jesus is that he never sinned, not even once. He never had to say sorry. He never had to apologize for doing something wrong or making a mistake. And when he prayed, and you can check this out in the Bible because we have a record of a number of the prayers of the Lord Jesus, when he prayed, he never began confessing sin as you and I need to do. Every day we confess our sins because we fail, we flounder, we mess it up. And so we need to ask God for forgiveness. And we confess, we admit that we've done wrong and sinned and ask God to forgive us and put it right. But you look at the prayers of the Lord Jesus and he never prayed like that. He never asked the Father to clean up the mess that he had made that day. He never asked to put right things that he had done wrong. At all times, he was totally clean, totally pure and totally holy in the eyes of his Father. And so you need to know the Lord Jesus. He is a person to know because he has power to save you and he has power to change your life, to make you a Christian. Now, as Zacchaeus sat dangling on a branch of that tree, waiting for the Lord to pass by, he must have been Google-eyed as he heard the crowd, heard the footsteps, saw the Lord and his company coming along. And so, as Jesus came by, he was not sure if he would even be noticed. He was sitting there in the tree. He was not in the front row. He might not even be looked on at all. And then, of course, Zacchaeus was not a very good man. In fact, we have to say he was a very wicked man, and he had hurt a lot of people. The Bible tells us that he was the chief publican or tax collector. Oh my, that made him a despicable person, because the Romans who ruled over Judea, they sought to rake in the money of the people by every means, and they would set up points of taxation. And if you sold goods, you paid money to the Romans. If you crossed over a border, you gave money to the Romans. And if there was a Jewish person like Zacchaeus who was working for the Romans to take the people of the Jews to give to the cruel Romans who ruled after war and cruelty, well, Zacchaeus was looked upon as a little rat. He was despised by his very own people. Now, the procession of people came on along the road from Jericho, and they came closer and closer. Now, the Lord Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Indeed, for the very last time, he was going to pass through Jericho, because soon he would be going to the cross. Now, the Lord would soon have to climb a very steep hill, because Jerusalem was 2,500 feet on top of a mountain. Jericho was 800 feet below sea level. Now, you do the math. That's 3,300 feet of a climb. That's about the same as Grouse Mountain. It was a very steep climb from Jericho up to Jerusalem. And soon the Lord would be straining every muscle, and his legs would be aching as he made his way up that mountain toward Jerusalem. And do you think that he would be thinking of Zacchaeus as he knew that soon he would be dying on a cross to suffer for his people? Not likely. But the Bible story states that the Lord Jesus stopped right in front of the tree where Zacchaeus was sitting. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, as he looked up at him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house." Wow, this must have been a shock to everybody. And it certainly was a shock to Zacchaeus. And he said, "What, me?" "Yes, you, Zacchaeus." And so he jumped down from the tree and he greeted the Lord, and they talked together as if they were long friends. And it was a happy conversation. And Zacchaeus invited the Lord and led him right into his home, and he had a happy time. But more than that, Zacchaeus invited the Lord into his heart. Now, how do we know and how can we be sure that Zacchaeus invited the Lord into his heart? Well, he called him Lord. He offered to give half of his goods to the poor. Now, that was a great change of heart, because this man Zacchaeus was greedy for money. He was rich, and he was willing to give away half his goods to the poor. That was a demonstration of a new heart. He also said that if he did anyone anything wrong, he would restore it fourfold. That means that if he stole $1, he would restore $4. That if he wrongly took one sack of grain, he would give back four sacks of grain. That was not like the old Zacchaeus. There certainly was a change in this man. And of course, the Lord Jesus said, "This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham." And then lastly, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And so we have these many reasons to believe that Zacchaeus invited the Lord into his heart, and to believe that Zacchaeus is now in heaven. And we see here that the Lord delights to save the lowest and the least of the people who are lost. And Jesus seeks out sinners, just as he did Zacchaeus up that tree. The Lord seeks for sinners today. And even now, he is passing by and will call sinners by name. This is the wonderful thing. He knew his name, and the Lord knows your name. And the Lord is calling you to live with him and invite him into your heart that he might be your Savior. And that's what makes the Lord so wonderful. It's not just that he himself is sinless, having never ever sinned, but that he still wants to save sinners who have sinned all the time. That's the wonder of our Lord Jesus. The other Jews would despise Zacchaeus as a rat, one who served the Romans, one who stole their money. But the Lord Jesus still was able to save him and to change him. You see, true faith in the Lord Jesus always stirs up the heart to know and follow him. And true faith will be matched by a true repentance that will cause you to put away every known sin. And so Zacchaeus did not just promise to give to the poor, he did it. He didn't just say he would have Jesus in his life. He invited him in. And as he did so, the Lord sought him to save Zacchaeus' soul. And that's how it works. If you will seek the Lord Jesus, you can be sure that he will seek you. You will never be rejected. You will never be turned away. And so, today, seek the Lord. Call on the Lord. Ask the Lord to be your Savior. And you will find that he will receive you openly, widely, warmly. And you will be a Christian. You will be saved. And your memory verse today is this, that for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And that is you. And so I want you to memorize that verse. And there's a handout at the door. I want you to have that as well. May the Lord bless this wonderful story to your heart today.